Order, order.
Parliament's adjourned for a second day in the shadow of the Christchurch earthquake, with the Speaker even referring to it in his opening prayer.
We beseech thee to grant that we may conduct the affairs of this House and of our country to the glory of thy holy name, the maintenance of true religion and justice, the honour of the Queen, and the public welfare and well-being of those still missing and suffering such trauma in Canterbury today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The significance of Lockwood Smith's addition to the daily prayer was noted by Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
And Mr Speaker, can I just thank you for including in the prayer today your thoughts. I have not heard that from the Chair in my time in Parliament, and I think it does show the feeling of this House towards the people of Canterbury.
Annette King was speaking in response to a ministerial statement which preceded another historic event, with this announcement from the Minister of Civil Defence, John Carter.
On the advice of the Director of Civil Defence Emergency Management and in consultation with the Prime Minister and the Mayor of Christchurch City, at 10:30 a.m. I declared a state of national emergency for the Christchurch City under Section 66 of the Civil Defence Emergency Management Act 2002.
Mr Carter said the decision followed the 6.3 magnitude earthquake that struck Christchurch at 9 minutes to 1 on Tuesday.
It is the first time in New Zealand's history that a state of national emergency has been declared as a result of a Civil Defence emergency event. I took this step because I considered the emergency is of such a degree that the required civil defence emergency management will be beyond the capacity of local civil defence emergency people to respond to on their own.
Mr Carter's statement followed an earlier one from the Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English.
Mr Speaker, today we would, as a Parliament, particularly want to mark the tragic loss of life and injury that has occurred as a result of the earthquake in Canterbury yesterday, to express our deepest sympathy to the families, friends and colleagues of those who have died and are still missing, and to acknowledge the work of the rescue teams who are working so hard in very difficult circumstances.
Mr English expressed sympathy for everyone affected by the quake.
It's hard to believe that this Parliament is again assembling to mark another tragedy. Our thoughts and our hearts turn to the people of Christchurch who know they have lost loved ones, to grieving mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, partners and friends. Please accept our condolences, our sympathy and our support on behalf of all New Zealanders. To those who wait anxiously to hear news of those who are missing, we feel your anxiety. And we know that as the hours pass, your anxiety will grow and so will ours.
Mr English repeated an earlier assurance given by the Prime Minister outside the House.
No one will be left to walk this journey alone. New Zealand will walk this journey with you. The focus right now is on saving lives, on rescuing those who are trapped and treating those who are injured. Already we have witnessed some inspirational stories of rescue. And of course there are many stories yet untold of workers and passers-by helping their mates and strangers alike and saving lives. Those efforts and the efforts of many hundreds of courageous search and rescue workers, emergency personnel, medical professional and others will continue for as long as it takes. Government agencies working with other groups have moved swiftly to get people and resources into Christchurch to lead and support the rescue effort. This includes about 100 New Zealand search and rescue specialists on the ground in Christchurch. They're being joined today by two Australian search and rescue teams of about 150 in total. We have 600 military staff on the ground and the Defence Force has several ships and aircrafts in the area. I think this Parliament should have the reassurance that every possible resource, not just nationally but globally, that is relevant to securing the lives of people affected by this earthquake is in Christchurch or on the way. Mr Speaker, I would like to acknowledge the generous offers of sympathy and support we have received from around the world. The Queen has conveyed her deepest sympathy to the families and friends of those who have been killed. Australian Prime Minister Julie Gillard has expressed her condolences and made a number of concrete offers of assistance which we have accepted.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English. Parliament adjourned after half an hour and is now set to sit again on Tuesday, March the 8th, after a scheduled week's adjournment. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.